European Consortium for the Certificate of Attainment in Modern Languages. English Language. Listening. Level C1. Part 1.
You are going to hear a scientist who is talking about whales. Listen to him and choose the correct answer. There is an example already done for you. You can listen to the program twice. Do as much as you can the first time, and correct or finish your work the second time. Finally, you are going to have 90 seconds to finalize your answers. Now you have 90 seconds to study the sentences.
Now listen to the recording.
Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
We recently reported on the Ocean Alliance research vessel Odyssey, which travels the world to collect blubber samples from whales. The Odyssey also collects recordings of whales singing, continuing the work that Roger Payne, president of Ocean Alliance, started more than 40 years ago. And Dr. Payne says he's noticed that over the years, the whales have changed their tunes.
The sounds of this particular one were recorded in about 1961. They are more beautiful, I think, than any sounds that have been made since. These animals change their songs so that after 5 years you have a totally different song from what you had before. And that means that as time goes by, the song drifts into new territory. What it's in now is, it's all right, it's interesting, and it's quite lovely, but it's not this same keening, extraordinary cries that just fill your heart as well as the air. This is about 10 years later, and it is also in exactly the same place, same species, but now nothing like this was present in the ones that you heard just a moment ago. The whales slowly accumulated a bunch of differences until they began to sing this song. I think what probably happens is somebody invents a new phrase in the song, and if it is popular with females, because I suspect, although I can't prove that that is its principal function, then what it would do is other males would observe, oh my gosh, he's doing better than I am, and they would go off and copy the same thing to gain the same advantage. If you look at the laws that humans use for their song compositions and you compare them to the laws that humpbacks apparently are using for their compositions, you find great similarities. Just to take some very obvious ones, the song is about the same length as, for example, the movement of a symphony. They mix about the same degree of percussive, noisy sounds with melodic, pure tone sounds. They also do strange things like doing ABA form, where they make a statement. Now that's one phrase, and the whale repeats its phrase and sort of yodels the second time. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Now if we had time, we would listen to that whale do many, many iterations of that one theme, and then eventually it would change what it was doing and make something completely different. And it would do that for a while, oh, and then it would change again and do a third and a fourth and a fifth, up to 9 times in some songs. So it's an interesting, it takes a long time to hear a whale song. You can't rush a whale. They also use rhyme in their songs. That is the same trick that the old troubadours used to do in order to remember epic poems, as they included rhyme. It's a mnemonic device, a thing that allows you to help remember what comes next. And now the question to me is, why? How possibly is this the case? There's not a chance that whales were aware of humans or humans were aware of whales, and yet they are using the same tricks. My suspicion is that the vertebrate brain, whether it's located in the head of a whale or the head of a human being, is entertained by pretty much the same kinds of things. To me, that suggests the following, that music is probably older than our species, a lot older than our species, that basically there was a common ancestor to humans and whales, at least when it comes to music, and that these laws got passed through a whole chain of species in both cases and finally have ended up in us, and that these use the same sorts of tricks to gain whatever their final gain is, my suspicion is, to the attraction of a female.
Roger Payne, expert interpreter and collector of whale songs, and president of the Ocean Alliance.
Now you have 30 seconds to check and complete your work. Listen to the recording again.
Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
We recently reported on the Ocean Alliance research vessel Odyssey, which travels the world to collect blubber samples from whales. The Odyssey also collects recordings of whales singing, continuing the work that Roger Payne, president of Ocean Alliance, started more than 40 years ago. And Dr. Payne says he's noticed that over the years, the whales have changed their tunes.
The sounds of this particular one were recorded in about 1961. They are more beautiful, I think, than any sounds that have been made since. These animals change their songs so that after 5 years you have a totally different song from what you had before. And that means that as time goes by, the song drifts into new territory. What it's in now is, it's all right, it's interesting, and it's quite lovely, but it's not this same keening, extraordinary cries that just fill your heart as well as the air. This is about 10 years later, and it is also in exactly the same place, same species, but now nothing like this was present in the ones that you heard just a moment ago. The whales slowly accumulated a bunch of differences until they began to sing this song. I think what probably happens is somebody invents a new phrase in the song, and if it is popular with females, because I suspect, although I can't prove that that is its principal function, then what it would do is other males would observe, oh my gosh, he's doing better than I am, and they would go off and copy the same thing to gain the same advantage. If you look at the laws that humans use for their song compositions and you compare them to the laws that humpbacks apparently are using for their compositions, you find great similarities. Just to take some very obvious ones, the song is about the same length as, for example, the movement of a symphony. They mix about the same degree of percussive, noisy sounds with melodic, pure tone sounds. They also do strange things like doing ABA form, where they make a statement. Now that's one phrase, and the whale repeats its phrase and sort of yodels the second time. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Now, if we had time, we would listen to that whale do many, many iterations of that one theme, and then eventually it would change what it was doing and make something completely different, and it would do that for a while, and then it would change again and do a third and a fourth and a fifth, up to 9 times in some songs. So it's an interesting, it takes a long time to hear a whale song. You can't rush a whale. They also use rhyme in their songs. That is the same trick that the old troubadours used to do in order to remember epic poems, as they included rhyme. It's a mnemonic device, a thing that allows you to help remember what comes next. And now the question to me is, why? How possibly is this the case? There's not a chance that whales were aware of humans or humans were aware of whales, and yet they are using the same tricks. My suspicion is that the vertebrate brain, whether it's located in the head of a whale or the head of a human being, is entertained by pretty much the same kinds of things. To me, that suggests the following, that music is probably older than our species, a lot older than our species, that basically there was a common ancestor to humans and whales, at least when it comes to music, and that these laws got passed through a whole chain of species in both cases and finally have ended up in us, and that these use the same sorts of tricks to gain whatever their final gain is, my suspicion is, to the attraction of a female.
Roger Payne, expert interpreter and collector of whale songs, and president of the Ocean Alliance.
Now you have 90 seconds to check and complete your work.
This is the end of part one.
Part two.
You're in a pub with your English friends. Listen to their conversation about media. While listening, finish the sentences below with short phrases. You can listen to the program twice. Do as much as you can the first time, and correct or finish your work the second time. There is an example already done for you. Now you have 1 minute to study the sentences.
Now listen to the recording.
What is the media?
TV? Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Internet newspapers. Not so much. They don't seem to have so much importance, do they, newspapers?
Don't you think that a lot of people get most of their information from internet? They read the newspapers on internet.
I was going to say, there's the Times webpage, the Guardian, the BBC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can quickly scan it, quickly get some not in-depth information and just have a feel for what's going on.
But living overseas, wouldn't you say that you got 90% of your information from the internet web pages?
Yes, because local radio is incomprehensible and local television is rather introverted and obsessed with itself.
I suppose it depends if you have satellite. So if you watch BBC World Service, you can watch it or hear it on the radio as well as internet.
I was going to say internet radio is wonderful.
Yeah.
Marvellous thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially really get programmes from home when you're abroad is a lovely feeling. Just to hear a familiar voice sometimes.
Finding out that it's raining and things like that there when it's sunny
shock
here.
Horror, yeah. Easiest job in the world. TV weatherman in Britain.
And can you, but do you think you can believe the media?
Up to a point. You have to remember that when it comes to people like newspapers and things, they are trying to sell their newspaper.
Yeah.
So they're going to twist the story to their readers' prejudices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is true of most journalists. They either have their own prejudices or they twist things to what they think people want to hear.
Yeah, but that's right. But if you look at any story or if something happens in a village or something and you ask someone what happened, you ask five different people, you get five different points of view.
Exactly.
And it's the reporters, their job is to put their point of view across. They won't put anyone else's point of view across.
No.
I think whatever paper you read, you know where it stands, whether it's centre or left, so usually people...
Which is why you read that paper.
Which is what I was going to say,
I was going to say it panders to your personal views and prejudices, absolutely.
You have to make an effort maybe to read other papers to get a slightly different viewpoint.
I always visit three websites every day, Guardian, Times and the BBC. I find between those three I can normally get a fairly good idea of what's really going on. But yeah, it depends what your interests are and what your focus is. I would never go and read a tabloid newspaper. I don't care about the Beckhams. I'm not worried about the Spice Girls World Tour. I couldn't care less. You know, I like to know the news, what is really happening that is really important.
Okay, but if you look at the majority of people, I think the majority of people, they do care about the Beckhams or what's happening. They love the tabloids, which is why the tabloids are so successful. They sell 10 times more than any serious papers, I think.
Yeah, it's entertainment, isn't it, at the end of the day?
The problem is they think they're reading the news, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if they go out and say, oh, I want to be entertained today, but they seriously think, oh, I'm reading the news and this is...
You think so?
Oh, yes.
I think so, yeah.
If you ever go to any sort of average English pub, there'll be two newspapers on the counter. One of them will normally be a broadsheet, like the Times or the Independent or something, which will have been read about twice. The other will be the Sun, which will have been read by everyone in the pub twice.
Mm.
It'll be well thumbed by lunchtime, and the pub's only been open an hour. So yeah, I think a lot of people are more interested in the entertainment factor than the information.
But should we care about that information anyway?
I think you have any interest in the world, yes.
No, I'm not sure, because if something happens on the other side of the world that doesn't affect me directly, I don't really want to know.
I see. That's different. I have friends all over the place, so I do take a genuine interest. And having lived abroad a lot in many different countries, I tend to find the news always has something interesting about a place I know.
But don't you think you lead a much happier life if you don't listen to the news three times a day? You don't find out what disasters are happening on the other side of the world. You can look at your own life, your own environment, community directly around you. And normally there's nothing major happening there.
Yes, I know, that's what I like. I can read about it and think, oh, they're having that problem. Super, it's not me.
I watch domestic TV. It starts to get a bit boring because I'm used to listening to BBC World Service. Mm-hmm. And I'm used to looking at just the weather around the world or anything else around the world.
And also probably a lot of the problems that you see on those domestic programs, they seem very, very trivial.
Mm.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think TV news tends to be rather introspective. Every country has its own focuses, and that's what matters. What's going on in the rest of the world doesn't, because that's what's going to get people in that country to tune in. That's why I like the internet news services, because they tend to have a broader canvas of views, and that's great. It gives me a much more... an objective view of what's going on. The BBC website is fantastic. You can literally click on a button, any part of the world you're interested in, up comes all the news.
Mm, well, up comes the BBC's version of the news.
Yeah, but they tend to cover most of it.
I think we're pretty lucky with the BBC.
Yeah.
Now you have 30 seconds to check and complete your work. Listen to the recording again.
What is the media?
TV. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Internet.
Newspapers. Not so much. They don't seem to have so much importance, do they, newspapers?
Don't you think that a lot of people get most of their information from internet? They read the newspapers on internet.
I was going to say, there's the Times webpage, the Guardian, the BBC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can quickly scan it, quickly get some not in-depth information and just have a feel for what's going on.
But living overseas, wouldn't you say that you got 90% of your information from the internet webpages?
Yes, because local radio is incomprehensible and local television is rather introverted and obsessed with itself.
I suppose it depends if you have satellite. Mm. So if you watch BBC World Service, you can watch it or hear it on the radio as well as internet.
I was going to say internet radio is wonderful.
Yeah.
Marvellous thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially to get programmes from home when you're abroad is a lovely feeling. Mm. Just to hear a familiar voice sometimes.
Finding out that it's raining and things like that there when it's sunny
shock
here.
Horror, yeah. Easiest job in the world. TV weatherman in Britain.
Mm. And can you, but do you think you can believe the media?
Up to a point. You have to remember that when it comes to people like newspapers and things, they are trying to sell their newspaper.
Yeah.
So they're going to twist the story to their readers' prejudices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is true of most journalists. they either have their own prejudices or they twist things to what they think people want to hear.
Yeah, but that's right. But if you look at any story or if something happens in a village or something and you ask someone what happened, you ask five different people, you get five different points of view.
Exactly.
And it's the reporters, their job is to put their point of view across. They won't put anyone else's point of view across.
No.
I think whatever paper you read, you know where it stands, whether it's centre or left, so usually people...
Which is why you read that paper.
Which is what I was going
to
say,
I was going to say it panders to your personal views and prejudices, absolutely.
You have to make an effort maybe to read other papers to get a slightly different viewpoint.
I always visit three websites every day, Guardian, Times and the BBC. I find between those three I can normally get a fairly good idea of what's really going on. But yeah, it depends what your interests are and what your focus is. I would never go and read a tabloid newspaper. I don't care about the Beckhams. I'm not worried about the Spice Girls World Tour. I couldn't care less. You know, I like to know the news, what is really happening that is really important.
Okay, but if you look at the majority of people, I think the majority of people, they do care about the Beckhams or what's happening. They love the tabloids, which is why the tabloids are so successful. They sell 10 times more than any serious papers, I think.
Yeah, it's entertainment, isn't it, at the end of the day? It's...
The problem is they think they're reading the news, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if they go out and say, oh, I want to be entertained today, but they seriously think, oh, I'm reading the news and this is...
You think so?
Oh, yes.
I think so, yeah.
If you ever go to any sort of average English pub, there'll be two newspapers on the counter. One of them will normally be a broadsheet, like the Times or the Independent or something, which will have been read about twice. The other will be the Sun, which will have been read by everyone in the pub twice.
Mm.
It'll be well thumbed by lunchtime, and the pub's only been open an hour. So yeah, I think a lot of people are more interested in the entertainment factor than the information.
But should we care about that information anyway?
Sure. I think if you have any interest in the world, yes.
No, I'm not sure, because if something happens on the other side of the world that doesn't affect me directly, I don't really want to know.
I said, that's different. I have friends all over the place, so I do take a genuine interest. And having lived abroad a lot in many different countries, I tend to find the news always has something interesting about a place I know.
But don't you think you lead a much happier life if you don't listen to the news three times a day? You don't find out what disasters are happening on the other side of the world. You can look at your own life, your own environment, community directly around you. And normally there's nothing major happening there.
Yes, I know, that's what I like. I can read about it and think, oh, they're having that problem. Super, it's not me.
I watch domestic TV. It starts to get a bit boring because I'm used to listening to BBC World Service. Mm-hmm. And I'm used to looking at just the weather around the world or anything else around the world.
And also probably a lot of the problems that you see on those domestic programmes, they seem very, very trivial.
Mm.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think TV news tends to be rather introspective. Every country has its own focuses, and that's what matters. What's going on in the rest of the world doesn't, because that's what's going to get people in that country to tune in. That's why I like the internet news services, because they tend to have a broader canvas of views. And that's great. It gives me a much more objective view of what's going on. The BBC website is fantastic. You can literally click on a button, any part of the world you're interested in, up comes all the news.
Mm. Well, up comes the BBC's version of the news.
Yeah, but they tend to cover most of it.
I think we're pretty lucky with the BBC. Actually.
Yeah.
Now you have 1 minute to complete or correct your work. This is the end of the second part.